Hello and welcome to The Substance of Life. This is our A Year of Change and Goal Setting series, and we are on episode number 4. Wow. Episode number 4 is Develop and Convey Your Inspirational Vision. So if you've been listening to our podcast, you have heard episodes 1 through 3, which involve defining and documenting your change goals, and identifying those individuals who have the skills required to help you with your change goals, and finding members to formulate a coalition. So now that we have done the people, the what, it is time to put all of that into action. So now here's the moment where you become your own inspirational cheerleader. What is your inspirational vision? What is your inner banner that you are going to move forward? It's your mantra. It's your, hey, this is who I am. This is what I want to achieve. You have to create your inspirational vision. Your personal inspirational vision is viewing your change goals and your end game in your mind's eye. It is a skill set which is not frequently used to its fullest capacity. And we're not really taught how to envision what we want. We're not really taught how to methodically map out how to achieve what we want. You know, you hear a lot of people encouraging you, and you'll hear motivational speakers say, if you can think it, you can do it, you can be it. Well, it's one thing to say you can think it, you can do it, you can be it, and it's another thing to actually execute it. So our series, again, is here to help you execute it. And this particular episode, like I said, it involves you developing your personal vision statement, your inspirational vision statement. And it's a step that I don't want you to take lightly. And the reason why I say that is because it could take you 2 to 3 times to go through this particular process to get your end product, or to get an end product that you're satisfied with. And that end product basically is your inspirational vision of your change goals. And I want you to keep in mind that your inspirational vision statement is fluid. It is not static. It can change as you progress forward with your change goals or your goal setting. And the reason why I say this is because we're not perfect. We can always improve upon everything. So I want you to sit back and I want you to think about, hey, your inspirational vision and what that looks like. So to get started with the process, that first initial step, I am going to suggest that you choose a quiet place to begin your process, that you get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, or, you know, if you're comfortable with talking into your cell phone and using that as a recording, that's fine too. But I want you to begin the process of developing your personal inspirational vision that's going to help you move towards your change goal. You don't want to be coming off of a stressful event when you begin this process. You know, you don't, for example, you know, you don't want to start documenting your change goals when you spent 2.5 hours in traffic trying to get home. Because you're still stressed out from being in traffic. And you're not going to be relaxed enough that the best of your ideas will come out. So, you know, basically what I'm saying is you don't want to take any extra baggage of the day with you when you sit down to draft your initial personal inspirational vision. You know, if you are the type of individual who meditates, I'm going to suggest that you go for it. I'm going to suggest that you meditate for a few moments to clear your mind before you sit down and develop your personal inspirational goals. And the reason why I'm suggesting that is because a clearer mind will produce better results. So when you're formalizing your personal vision statement that reflects your uniqueness and your change goals, I want you to keep these elements in mind and use them sort of as a checklist. I have 7 easy items that I call them. 1, you want to project your vision statement or your change goal in the future. And it's got to be the future. So it's got to be at least 1 year. You want to focus on success and only use words in the present tense. Item number 3, you want to be clear, concise, emphasis on the word concise, and you want to be jargon free. In other words, no slang. You want anybody to be able to read this and know exactly where you're coming from. Item number 4, you want to infuse it with passion and make it inspiring to you, because these are your personal inspirational visions. Number 5, you want to be able to align it with your personal values and your end game. Because if it doesn't align to your personal values and your end game, there's no point in creating an inspirational vision. Number 6, have a plan to communicate your vision statement to anybody who will listen. And that includes the dog. So, you know, you want to be able to say it over and over and over and over again, because then it becomes a part of you. And I said that in a couple of episodes prior to this. But you want to have a plan to communicate your vision statement to anybody and say it fluidly. And lastly, I want you to be prepared to commit the time and the resources to the vision you've established. So these aren't just mere words on a page. This is something that you believe in, that's going to help you with your change goals, that's going to help you with your goal setting for 2020, that's going to help you achieve. And for me, one of the things that I did when I started The Substance of Life, when I created my vision statement, was I went to, and I'll just say the name, I went to Vistaprint, and I had a banner created, one of the retractable banners. And the retractable banner, I put it at the end of my steps in my foyer of my home. And as I was developing the Substance of Life podcast, every morning or every time I walked down the stairs, I would see my vision statement. It would be staring me in the face because it was at the end of the steps in my foyer. Every morning that I got up and I walked out the door, I saw it. Every day that I came into my home, I saw it. But more importantly, everybody that came into my home, from my family to my friends, they saw my vision statement. Now, of course, they asked questions. Hey, what's going on? What's she doing? But it was there. So when I give you these 7 tidbits, or I'm not just giving them to you, these are things that I have done that has worked for me, and I'm sharing them with you. So, you know, be prepared to commit the time and resources. Well, the time was trying to create that vision statement. The resources was the money that I had to pay Vistaprint in order to print those resources. But the result was, family and friends knew what the Substance of Life podcast was all about. And they became excited too, because they actually saw it. So, you know, when you sit down and think about your personal inspirational vision, I want you to keep those seven items in mind. I want you to keep that checklist in mind, because it's going to help you move forward with achieving your goals. It's going to help you to limit the scope of those goals which you are trying to achieve. So when we talk about, you have to focus on the present tense. Someone asked me, what the heck does that mean? So when you use the present tense, it becomes a timeless ground truth for you. It's something that's happening all the time when you use the present tense wording. The present tense wording tells about an activity that you do again and again and again and again, you know, again. When I say that, I mean, you know, you hear it often, it becomes your ground truth. When we talk about clear and concise language and jargon-free language, you know, like I said, if no one understands what you're speaking about, your message won't get through. You know, there was an author, and his name is escaping me, but I think it's Paulo Coelho. He wrote The Alchemist, and he has a quote that says, "And when you want something, all the universe will conspire to help you achieve it." And I like that quote. And the reason I like that quote is because, you know, if someone understands what your inspirational vision is, they are more than willing to help you, because that's just human nature. So the words that you select are important, because they're going to reflect your vision. Again, don't use slang, because those who are reading your vision statement might not understand what you're trying to convey. And this is, you know, that might create an unwanted barrier, and you don't want that. You want to be clear and concise. You want to, as I mentioned earlier, infuse what you're doing with passion and make it inspiring to you. And only you know what your passion is. Your job is to convey that to others. You know, you want to write it down and ensure that your vision reeks with passion. And, you know, I was reading some older literature, and I ran across Bruce Lee. I know some of you know who he was. He was a martial artist and did a lot of movies in the 70s. And I came across his vision statement, and I was like, wow, that is so Bruce Lee. I mean, but he was full of passion. And I want to share with you what his vision statement was. So, you know, his vision statement helped him to reach his level of greatness. And what he said was, "When I look around, I always learn something. And that is to be yourself, always. Express yourself and have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for successful personalities and duplicate it. Start from the root of your being and ask, how can I be me?" And that's what Bruce Lee said. So, you know, when I look at his films, like Enter the Dragon and a couple of other films that he did, he was truly himself. He did not copy someone else's character. And to this day, I cannot find anyone in the movies whose character was like Bruce Lee's. Another vision statement that I want to share with you that I just found to be so inviting and aspirational was Maya Angelou's statement. And her statement was, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive. And to do so with some passion some compassion, some humor, and some style. And when I thought about all the poems that this woman wrote, and when I looked at pictures of her, and I remember when I was in college, she came to our university, and hearing her speak, oh my goodness, I didn't know what her vision statement was back then. But as I reflect on the woman and her style and her humor and what I knew of her through her writings, her vision statement fitted her to a T. And I often wonder how long it took her to develop that vision statement. But it was so reflective of her and who she was. Again, when you are sitting down and you are creating your personal vision statement, I want you to be able to align it to your personal values and your end game goals. You know, I want you to be able to think about your vision statement and that thing which you want to achieve. And I want you to infuse it with your core values as they relate to your end game. And your end game is what it was you wanted to achieve, and did you achieve it? And I'm going to give you an example, because I always give you examples. If your end game or your core value, I'm going to retract that. If your core value is integrity and it is one of your personal core values, and your end game is to lose 15 pounds within 3 months, then cheating or going off your diet or not adhering to your exercise regimen, that's not part of your integrity. You can't do it. So you have to think about that. If honesty is part of your core values, then you're not going to lie to yourself or to anyone else in your inner circle or your mentors or your coalition of help. You're not going to lie about your progress or your lack of progress or if you're stuck. That's if honesty is part of your core value. So, you know, I've given you two examples of what to look at when you align your personal values and your end game goal or your goal setting or your change. It's very important that you mix the two. And if it gets to a point where, oh my goodness, how do I do this? I'm going to just suggest you get your pen and paper out and make your list. On one side, have your core values. On one side, have your vision statement or those things which you feel you need to put in your vision statement that reflect you. Again, this is like a really, really easy process. But, you know, I think the issue is that we never sit down and take the time to draft this up on paper and make it real and make it plain. So this episode is designed to help you develop your inspirational vision and start working on that to help you achieve your change goal for 2020. Again, this is your host, Angela, and I'm excited that you're here and you're listening, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you, our audience, our family, knowing how these principles are changing and how you're achieving your goals. This is the Substance of Life podcast. Have an awesome day. So this is Angela from the Substance of Life podcast. I want to thank you for listening to episode number 4 and developing your inspirational personal vision as we move forward. I'm excited that you've joined us, and I am excited to hear from you, our audience family, on how you're progressing
in 2020 with your change goals.
So if you've been listening to our podcast, you have heard episodes 1 through 3, which involve defining and documenting your change goals and identifying those individuals who have the skills required to help you with your change goals and finding members to formulate a coalition. So now that we have done the people, the what, it is time to put all of that into action. So now here's the moment where you become your own inspirational cheerleader. What is your inspirational vision? What is your inner banner that you are going to move forward? It's your mantra. It's your, hey, this is who I am. This is what I want to achieve. You have to create your inspirational vision. Your personal inspirational vision is viewing your change goals and your end game in your mind's eye. It is a skill set which is not frequently used to its fullest capacity. And we're not really taught how to envision what we want. We're not really taught how to methodically map out how to achieve what we want. You know, you hear a lot of people encouraging you, and you'll hear motivational speakers say, if you can think it, you can do it, you can be it. Well, it's one thing to say you can think it, you can do it, you can be it. And it's another thing to actually execute it. So our series, again, is here to help you execute it. And this particular episode, like I said, it involves you developing your personal vision statement, your inspirational vision statement. And it's a step that I don't want you to take lightly. And the reason why I say that is because it could take you 2 to 3 times to go through this particular process to get your end product or to get an end product that you're satisfied with. And that end product basically is your inspirational vision of your change goals. And I want you to keep in mind that your inspirational vision statement is fluid. It is not static. It can change as you progress forward with your change goals or your goal setting. And the reason why I say this is because we're not perfect. We can always improve upon everything. So I want you to sit back and I want you to think about, hey, your inspirational vision and what that looks like. So to get started with the process, that first initial step, I am going to suggest that you choose a quiet place to begin your process, that you get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, or, you know, if you're comfortable with talking into your cell phone and using that as a recording, that's fine too. But I want you to begin the process of developing your personal inspirational vision that's going to help you move towards your change goal. You don't want to be coming off of a stressful event when you begin this process. You know, you don't, for example, you know, you don't want to start documenting your change goals when you spent 2.5 hours in traffic trying to get home, because you're still stressed out from being in traffic and you're not going to be relaxed enough that the best of your ideas will come out. So, you know, basically what I'm saying is you don't want to take any extra baggage of the day with you when you sit down to draft your initial personal inspirational vision. You know, if you are the type of individual who meditates, I'm going to suggest that you go for it. I'm going to suggest that you meditate for a few moments to clear your mind before you sit down and develop your personal inspirational goals. And the reason why I'm suggesting that is because a clearer mind will produce better results. So when you're formalizing your personal vision statement that reflects your uniqueness and your change goals, I want you to keep these elements in mind and use them sort of as a checklist. I have 7 easy items that I call them. 1, you want to project your vision statement or your change goal in the future. And it's got to be the future. So it's got to be at least 1 year. You want to focus on success and only use words in the present tense. Item number 3, you want to be clear, concise, emphasis on the word concise, and you want to be jargon free. In other words, no slang. You want anybody to be able to read this and know exactly where you're coming from. Item number 4, you want to infuse it with passion and make it inspiring to you because these are your personal inspirational visions. Number 5, you want to be able to align it with your personal values and your end game. Because if it doesn't align to your personal values and your end game, there's no point in creating an inspirational vision. Number 6, have a plan to communicate your vision statement to anybody who will listen. And that includes the dog. So, you know, you want to be able to say it over and over and over and over again, because then it becomes a part of you. And I said that in a couple of episodes prior to this. But you want to have a plan to communicate your vision statement to anybody and say it fluidly. And lastly, I want you to be prepared to commit the time and the resources to the vision you've established. So these aren't just mere words on a page. This is something that you believe in that's going to help you with your change goals, that's going to help you with your goal setting for 2020, that's going to help you achieve. And for me, one of the things that I did when I started The Substance of Life, when I created my vision statement, was I went to, and I'll just say the name, I went to Vistaprint, and I had a banner created, one of the retractable banners. And the retractable banner, I put it at the end of my steps in my foyer of my home. And as I was developing the Substance of Life podcast, every morning or every time I walked down the stairs, I would see my vision statement. It would be staring me in the face because it was at the end of the steps in my foyer. Every morning that I got up and I walked out the door, I saw it. Every day that I came into my home, I saw it. But more importantly, everybody that came into my home, from my family to my friends, they saw my vision statement. Now, of course, they asked questions, hey, what's going on? What's she doing? But it was there. So when I give you these 7 tidbits, or I'm not just giving them to you, these are things that I have done that has worked for me, and I'm sharing them with you. So, you know, be prepared to commit the time and resources. Well, the time was trying to create that vision statement. The resources was the money that I had to pay Vistaprint in order to print those resources. But the result was family and friends knew what the Substance of Life podcast was all about. And they became excited too, because they actually saw it. So, you know, when you sit down and think about your personal inspirational vision, I want you to keep those 7 items in mind. I want you to keep that checklist in mind, because it's going to help you move forward with achieving your goals. It's going to help you to limit the scope of those goals
which you are trying to achieve.
So when we talk about, you have to focus on the present tense. Someone asked me, what the heck does that mean? So when you use the present tense, it becomes a timeless ground truth for you. It's something that's happening all the time when you use the present tense wording. The present tense wording tells about an activity that you do again and again and again and again, you know, again. When I say that, I mean, you know, you hear it often, it becomes your ground truth. When we talk about clear and concise language and jargon-free language, you know, like I said, if no one understands what you're speaking about, your message won't get through. You know, there was an author, and his name is escaping me, but I think it's Paulo Coelho. He wrote The Alchemist, and he has a quote that says, "And when you want something, all the universe will conspire to help you achieve it." And I like that quote. And the reason I like that quote is because, you know, if someone understands what your inspirational vision is, they are more than willing to help you, because that's just human nature. So the words that you select are important because they're going to reflect your vision. Again, don't use slang, because those who are reading your vision statement might not understand what you're trying to convey. And this is, you know, that might create an unwanted barrier, and you don't want that. You want to be clear and concise. You want to, as I mentioned earlier, infuse what you're doing with passion and make it inspiring to you. And only you know what your passion is. Your job is to convey that to others. You know, you want to write it down and ensure that your vision reeks with passion. And, you know, I was reading some older literature, and I ran across Bruce Lee. I know some of you know who he was. He was a martial artist and did a lot of movies in the 70s. And I came across his vision statement, and I was like, wow, that is so Bruce Lee. I mean, but he was full of passion. And I want to share with you what his vision statement was. So, you know, his vision statement helped him to reach his level of greatness. And what he said was, "When I look around, I always learn something. And that is to be yourself, always. Express yourself and have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for successful personalities and duplicate it. Start from the root of your being and ask, how can I be me?" And that's what Bruce Lee said. So, you know, when I look at his films, like Enter the Dragon and a couple of other films that he did, he was truly himself. He did not copy someone else's character. And to this day, I cannot find anyone in the movies whose character was like Bruce Lee's. Another vision statement that I want to share with you that I just found to be so inviting and aspirational was Maya Angelou's statement. And her statement was, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive. And to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style." And when I thought about all the poems that this woman wrote, and when I looked at pictures of her, and I remember when I was in college, she came to our university, and hearing her speak, oh my goodness, I didn't know what her vision statement was back then. But as I reflect on the woman and her style and her humor and what I knew of her through her writings, her vision statement fitted her to a T. And I often wonder how long it took her to develop that vision statement. But it was so reflective of her and who she was. Again, when you are sitting down and you are creating your personal vision statement, I want you to be able to align it to your personal values and your end game goals. You know, I want you to be able to think about your vision statement and that thing which you want to achieve. And I want you to infuse it with your core values as they relate to your end game. And your end game is what it was you wanted to achieve, and did you achieve it? And I'm going to give you an example, because I always give you examples. If your end game or your core value, I'm going to retract that. If your core value is integrity and it is one of your personal core values, and your end game is to lose 15 pounds within 3 months, then cheating or going off your diet or not adhering to your exercise regimen, that's not part of your integrity. You can't do it. So you have to think about that. If honesty is part of your core values, then you're not going to lie to yourself or to anyone else in your inner circle or your mentors or your coalition of help. You're not going to lie about your progress or your lack of progress or if you're stuck. That's if honesty is part of your core value. So, you know, I've given you two examples of what to look at when you align your personal values and your end game goal or your goal setting or your change. It's very important that you mix the two. And if it gets to a point where, oh my goodness, how do I do this? I'm going to just suggest you get your pen and paper out and make your list. On one side, have your core values. On one side, have your vision statement or those things which you feel you need to put in your vision statement that reflect you. Again, this is like a really, really easy process. But, you know, I think the issue is that we never sit down and take the time to draft this up on paper and make it real and make it plain. So this episode is designed to help you develop your inspirational vision and start working on that to help you achieve your change goal for 2020. Again, this is your host, Angela, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you and how you're achieving your goals. From the Substance of Life podcast, I want to thank you for listening to episode number 4 and developing your inspirational personal vision as we move forward. I'm excited that you've joined us, and I am excited to hear from you, our audience family, on how you're progressing in 2020 with your change goals.